Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of the podcast. You can call us at 626-427-7678. You can find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. I'm here in the parking lot of Citi Field after the Mets' home opener. Here on a 2-0 win over the Philadelphia Phillies.
Woohoo!
And with me is my dad. How you doing, Dad?
I'm doing great, son.
We're also here with Eric. Eric?
Hey, how you doing?
And Mr. White, how you doing?
Hello? 911 isn't the number to call
it? No.
Don't call 911.
Although with this traffic, you might want to have to call emergency services.
Oh, it's backed up everywhere.
It is.
So here we are. We had a Mets home opener today. Big crowd. Actually, a Citi Field regular season attendance record.
A record, yeah.
43,000 and some odd.
DeGrom, the pitcher.
DeGrom gets another win. It was DeGrom Day. Tomorrow is Matt Harvey Day. It's Harvey Day. Happy Harvey Day tomorrow. And, big game today. Over 500, which, you know, if you had told anybody in the first six games you're playing at Nationals and at Braves, you're going to make 500. You'd take that in a minute.
That's absolutely.
That's what I would have to say. And I'm really happy that the Mets were able to do it. Pitching, again, the story. A shutout over the Phillies. And just enough offense, which really, that's all they need.
Wasn't exposed.
No. Even with Mejia, who's down with an 80-game suspension.
80 games. Wow.
80 games for what taking
did he do a... so horrible?
Well, he took an anabolic steroid, Stanzololo.
He doesn't know how that happened.
I understand that, but now he's the third major leaguer. David Rollins and Irvin Santana also this year. This year.
Wow. He wouldn't be the first guy to wake up after taking drugs and not know what happened.
Yeah, that's true.
This is true.
But, yeah, so he's out for 80 games, which... Look, I look at it this way. Yeah, he got busted for PEDs, but his arm was also hurting. So let's just pretend for a minute another Wheeler incident happened where his arm hurt.
Yeah, he's out.
So, you know, it's basically the same thing
as
that. Not in the same case, but, you know, he's gone for a while. So
Barnell?
Barnell's, he's going to start his rehab assignment, and he'll be back.
He's in rehab too?
Yeah, he's in rehab for an arm, for injury.
Does Parnell Roberts
start that suspension when he's healthy to come back?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Did you hear that question?
Well, he's technically not on the DL. His arm was just hurting. So, you know, I'm just saying that it's not as if he was pitching lights out. I mean,
this is a forced rest.
This was pretty much forced.
Rest.
Yeah.
No matter what you say.
And that's what's going to have to happen with him.
Harvey's attendance will be greater than today.
Oh, absolutely. What they're doing is. That's why Harvey started the third game of the season with the Nationals. They want to get more home dates with Harvey. So Harvey's going to pitch tomorrow night's game, the second Citi Field game, because they thought it would be a waste to have him pitch the first Citi Field game. Wishful thinking. They wanted to have him not wasted because I'm sold out. Home openers always sell out.
Told me that that tomorrow you can sit on someone's lap for half price to kind of increase the attendance, you know, because it's a big game.
It's a very big game.
I mean,
it's
a
big deal.
This guy Matt,
and they're not giving away anything.
No. Harvey starts.
Nothing.
Harvey
got the giveaway today.
Harvey starting is the giveaway. You're coming to see the same thing that they used to do with Doc Gooden.
He puts fannies in seats.
Absolutely.
We got signs today.
Make you pay for it.
Yeah, Citibank was giving out signs where you write on them and stuff, and they're very popular.
Nice. Who says they don't do anything for the community?
I saw several DeGrom is demand in.
What a great sign.
That was me. I wrote that. I guess other people wrote it too. But
like DeGrom is the bomb too.
DeGrom is the bomb. Why didn't I think of that?
Nobody says the bomb anymore. It's the 90s.
DeGrom is the bomb. Oh man, I just put DeGrom is the man.
What about the wigs we saw? We saw DeGrom wigs.
Oh yeah, some fans were walking in. They had light auburn hair attached to the back of their hats, looking like DeGrom wigs.
Yeah, I like the look.
Yeah, but we actually, I posted the picture of DeGrom is the man on our Twitter, so you can look that up. Everyman Sports on Twitter. So that's the baseball, and hopefully the Mets will have a good season this year. So long as the bullpen's a real question mark. They just have just enough offense, and their starting pitching is really good. It's just that bullpen I'm worried about.
We can only pray.
Now, one of my sources told me that Keith Hernandez said that the crowd was very energized. He could feel the electricity.
Oh, absolutely.
On this opening day.
Even in past several years.
This fan base is charged up. The Yankees are weakened. The Braves, the Phillies are weakened. The Marlins can never, as the 7 train goes by right now.
That's the Rocker Express.
The Marlins are just never good enough. Yeah. They say that you can tell there's a lot of traffic around here.
There are some impatient people waiting.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't blame them. You know, it's New York City, and they're trying to leave.
New York City minute. This is a month here.
That's right.
So, I mean, the NL East is winnable. You know, the wild card game at least is attainable.
Well, it's attainable because the Phillies are weak, and so are the Braves. So maybe they can pick up some.
They can definitely pick up a lot.
Action.
Yeah, they can definitely pick up a lot. And the great thing is they start the season by playing all the divisional teams. So, because after the Phillies leave town, then the Marlins come in as well.
Right.
So
they actually play the Braves twice this month.
Yes, that's right.
Well, yeah, it's nice to see him beat the Braves once in a while.
Well, hopefully here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's look.
That's what I say.
The Braves started off 5-0, which was good, but it was against a Marlins team that never fully.
Yeah, they suck.
And then the Mets went down to Atlanta, and they don't do well in Atlanta ever.
Right.
So that's the baseball front. Hockey season's over. Hockey's going to start soon. The Rangers and Islanders, both in the playoffs. The defending Stanley Cup champions, LA Kings, are out of the playoffs.
Is that true?
They are out. The Boston Bruins are out of the playoffs as well.
Great.
So, I
think the Rangers are playing the Penguins in the opening
round. For opening round, absolutely. And the Islanders, I forget who they're playing the opening round.
Now, they'll close the Coliseum after the season?
Yes, this is it.
It won't be for concerts. They'll just put a wrecking ball
through it. The Nassau Mausoleum. No, I'm still going to be open, for like the Big Apple Circus and wrestling.
Well, circus without elephants. I mean, are they going to be able to fill that building?
I don't know. It's tough.
Maybe.
I like the elephants.
You like the elephants in this one?
I do. I like to, feed them peanuts and...
They might,
Right. Watch them walk off the job. Are they unionized?
They're not. The handlers are.
But, I think it's a bit of a waste, though, because if the Islanders and Rangers both win their first round, they have to play each other in the second round. That's much more of an interesting, semifinal.
Islanders beat the Rangers in the second round.
That's what you say?
I'm hoping.
I would like to see the Islanders go far.
I want somebody's parade ended.
Yeah. But the Rangers have the best team point-wise in hockey. It'd be interesting to see how far they go.
But they're really bad at face-offs. They're like one of the worst teams in the league.
Yeah.
How do they do in interviewing?
That could hurt them.
What?
Well, they don't like to be asked difficult questions.
That's what I heard. One of my sources told me that.
One of your sources, absolutely. Yes. Yep. And the basketball playoffs are going to come to a close pretty soon. You're probably going to see Golden State and maybe Atlanta in the finals. Maybe Cleveland. Maybe.
Atlanta, that's a big turnaround.
The Knicks are not,
Knicks are...
Are you kidding? Okay. They're playing in the losing.
They're going to be fighting for that lottery pick. Well, right. Do you think...
Didn't they play the Mavericks? Where was it this week? Somebody played in the second period.
The Orlando Magic.
It was 8-7?
15 combined points scored in the second quarter.
That's the lowest since...
8-7.
Since the four-corner stall.
Yeah. Only
the damn game was invented.
Only 15 points in a second quarter NBA game.
The shot clock.
They're two bad teams.
They get paid the same amount of money.
The Knicks are historic. They're very bad.
Paid the same amount of money?
As people taking mass transit. They listen to the directions of the Mets front office. Take the train to the game. All that stuff. So the Knicks are bad. And the problem is that they're probably not even... It's likely that they could get the number one pick, but it's... Knowing them, they're not going to get the number.
They should pay them in rubles.
They get paid in rubles.
Instead of dollars. I don't know.
That's probably true. You never know.
Coming back.
Just an idea.
So we're here at Citi Field enjoying the game. We had a lot of good food out, a lot of breakfast. We had breakfast by the bay.
Absolutely.
I posted a picture of that on our Twitter as well. Breakfast tailgate. It was a big hit. What do we call that?
That grill. It's got to have a name.
It's a griddle grill.
It's a man's grill.
It's the griddle grill.
It's a man's grill.
The man's grill.
No, it is.
You can get the man great. I know that.
That's the grill.
That's what you put on top of your pre-existing grill.
Olympus.
And it adds to it. So we're just enjoying just enjoying as the traffic starts to.
We're enjoying the traffic.
Goes away. Yeah, it goes away.
So what's the next big sports event? The NFL draft?
Well, the draft is coming up. When is the Kentucky Derby?
It's always the first Saturday of May.
Well, then that's coming up pretty soon, so you're going to have to look at that.
Oh,
the draft is going to happen end of April. It's going to be in Chicago this year.
Right.
Does that matter to you guys at all?
No.
What, the Democratic draft?
The what?
The Democratic
draft? No, not the Democratic.
No.
The NFL draft, because it's not in Radio City Music Hall anymore.
Yeah, but who knew? I mean, I see it on TV. I don't know.
No, but some people, you know, because you get a very high contingent of Jets and Giants fans, and when they draft, you always hear the groans and the moans.
Yeah, you never hear of these people.
Right, so now you only get, but I always enjoy that because you get both Giants and Jets fans, two different set of fans. In Chicago, you're just going to have Bear fans making that noise. Maybe, I'm sure you're going to have Packer fans come down, but they never do anything bad in the draft. You know, Viking fans will probably come down. Detroit, you know what? Detroit will moan. So that'll be the bad thing in the draft. And and then it's just a question: does Jameis Winston get taken for it? Because his lawyer came out, or his agent, or somebody came out and said that Jameis Winston admits that he's not an NFL player ready off the field.
Oh.
He's ready on the field as an NFL player, but he's not ready off the field.
What does that mean? He doesn't go to clubs?
He's going to make a perfect NFL player.
Yeah, you think?
Absolutely.
Well,
control myself off the field.
Well, what do you mean? To be off the field, what do you have to do?
He's immature. Just, no, basically he's immature.
He can't just go home after work. He's got to stop by somewhere.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, that's kind of what they're saying.
He'll fit in fine.
With the rest of the people, absolutely.
Fine.
It could happen.
I'm no Eli Manning. Okay, come on. We want him.
So the draft is coming up, and it's playoff time for the NBA and NHL, and that's where the real excitement is.
Are you a Jets fan?
I'm a Jets fan, yes.
So what is the percentage of those guys getting that man? Because you keep hearing everybody talking about it.
Of which one?
Winston.
Marietta.
Oh, Marietta and Winston. I don't want either of them.
Marietta.
I want Mariota. Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston. I don't want either of them. I think,
Mariota.
What I want is the running back, Todd Gurley, the guy from Georgia.
Yeah.
Is he a Gurley man?
No, he is definitely not.
Just checking.
That's a manly man. I would like him. He's a running back. I think we're pretty good on wide receivers. I kind of wanted Amani Cooper.
The Jets have too many running backs as it is.
No, but they don't have a top-flight running back.
But wouldn't you want a quarterback?
No, because none of them are NFL ready. Why would I want to?
What about your offensive line?
But there's no, there's not a. There are better. I don't know. I'm always. Everybody. They always get picked. Defense. Defense always gets picked first. I see somebody in the draft who can be a difference maker in Gurley.
Yeah.
And I would like him, Todd Gurley. So that's just me. I'm a fan.
The skilled position.
Yeah. Because it is, it's the sexier pick. It's the more interesting pick.
Right.
It's the thing that's going to get me energized. A center from Iowa might not get me that ready. I don't know. That's just me, though.
Okay.
But right now, to be honest, football, the draft's just going to pop up to me because baseball's going on, and that's really what the excitement is on going on right now. Eric was the one that introduced us to the home run pool that we joined this year.
Yeah,
that's
fun.
A chance to make some money.
Yeah. Yes.
They
good.
Pay every week.
Every month.
Month, okay.
There are month payouts, season-ending payouts, and all that stuff.
Yep.
So, and a bunch of us picked Adrian Gonzalez, that's a smart pick.
That's the best part.
That too.
Who had the most home runs last year?
I don't know, in their pool? I don't know. In baseball? Oh.
Probably somebody in the pool.
No.
Really?
No. It's a player. I forget. I honestly... I don't remember who hit the most home run.
Is it Abreu or no?
No. I don't even think it broke 50.
Oh, wow.
Like it was a high... I'm going to say Nelson Cruz. Nelson Cruz had the most home runs.
Yeah,
playing in the bandbox of Camden Yards. I think he had the most.
What if they made the ball tighter?
Well, remember when they... I don't know if you remember the exact moment when they raised... When they raised the pitching mound, I think they need to drop it maybe a couple inches. Not back to what it was pre-1961.
Give the batter more of them.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I like maybe just a little bit. I don't know.
You're not advocating T-ball.
No, I'm not advocating.
They can make the pitchers pitch underhand. That would have more hits. You know?
I think that'd be interesting.
Lower the mound again, you never
know. The Ephus pitch.
You've
already had one of those this season. One of those. That happens.
They told the batter, "This is the pitch I'm going to throw you."
The Michael Jordan.
I'm about to throw a curveball.
The Michael. That was the story that Michael Jordan, when he was in the minors, that like the catcher would be like, all right, tell him the pitch that's coming. All right, it's a fastball, don't swing. Or it's a curveball, don't swing. You know, stuff like that. And he hated it. He was like, come on, man, I just want to play. So, and we've already had a 19-inning game this year.
I know.
The Red Sox beat the Yankees 6-5 this past Saturday.
And talking about the Yankees, I mean, how is A-Rod doing?
He's doing well. As we record this, the previous night, the Sunday night game, they beat the Red Sox by like 10 runs. And A-Rod had four RBIs.
Wow.
He was 1-for-2 with four RBIs. That included a bases-loaded walk, included a double, and all, you know, a single as well.
One of my sources told me he received the loudest ovation at Yankee Stadium at that home opener.
Here's the thing. Every Yankee
story of redemption.
The Yankees always have somebody handed off to somebody else.
Right.
They had it from Ruth and Gehrig to DiMaggio,
right.
DiMaggio to Mantle to, who do you want to say, Munson maybe? Maybe not Munson.
Yankee fans know how to forget.
But so far, like, from Mattingly to Jeter, and then Jeter to who? Jacoby Ellsbury?
Well, it can't be.
Brett Gardner? It's
be
A-Rod.
McCann.
It's not McCann. No, it's not Teixeira. Right? It's A-Rod. Let's
Chuck
be honest.
McCann.
It's A-Rod.
Well, Chuck McCann is a different McCann.
No, different McCann. Brian McCann. It doesn't surprise me at all that Alex Rodriguez got the biggest ovation, because he's the biggest star on the biggest team right now. Whether you like that or don't, or whether you don't agree with that, that's just the truth.
That's newsworthy.
He's the face of the NBA.
It is. And, you know, because, look, if they could forgive Giambi, who, let's not forget, went on a press conference and just said, I'm sorry. Not for what. He didn't explain his reasoning. Oh. He just said, hey, I'd like to say I'm sorry to everybody. And
somebody told
him. All right, I'm moving over. And that was it. Like, what are you apologizing for? It doesn't matter. Just know that I'm sorry. Yeah.
Sounds like
so
a
if he can
girl.
Go through and, yeah, if he can go on a press conference in front of New York and the entire world and just make a very, you know, blanket statement, and they're like, oh, okay, we forgive you, then A-Rod, you have no choice, but you have to at least let him try to ingratiate himself back into the consciousness of baseball.
He apologized several times.
Yeah. And A-Rod has done that, so it's not as if
he's... He got bad advice.
He did. Cousin, the fake
Somebody
one.
Somebody misspoke for him, or whatever the phrase is.
Well, that's
today.
What usually happens.
So believe it or not, but there seems to be some openings in traffic, so I think we might try to do that. So thanks you very much for joining me on this episode of Everyman Sports. Dad, Eric,
it was fun.
Mr. White,
Our
thank
pleasure.
You very much here at Citi Field. We'll come back. We'll have another on location.
I'd like to say hello to my two children, Megan.
Matt Harvey. We've got to get back
Andrew.
For Matt Harvey.
That's right. Yeah, got to get ready for that. So thanks very much again. Our phone number is 62 is our phone number. Well, I got to tell you what our phone number is for a second. But you can also find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports, and you can call us at 626-427-7678. That's Everyman Sports on Twitter, and call the number 626-427-7678. Thank you very much. Andrew, take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.